All right, so from the topic of teachers in school to the topic of dogs. Dogs, I love dogs. I'm a huge dog lover, by the way. But they do have insatiable appetites. Have you noticed this? I'm sure you have if you've ever had a dog. So I used to have a really big dog who's gone on, but she was a huge Labrador Weimaraner mix. And this dog would eat anything. Like even drywall. I mean, absolutely everything. And I would know, like, I would feed her this big meal at dinner time, hoping to, like, stuff her completely full to try to prevent some of the begging. But then if I left even a single scrap of food on the countertop, like before I got to the dishes, she would sneak in there, be on the countertop, and eating it off the plates, off the countertops, like as if she was starving, and we just stuffed her, you know, full. And I came across a video. She was very smart, maybe not as smart as this dog. I saw an owner had put a video up, a little, you know, camera to film their dog because they're trying to figure out what was happening. And apparently every time they would put in something in their toaster oven, they'd leave, and then the item would be gone. And this little dog, as they got the camera up, was actually pushing a chair up to the counter, because it was small, getting onto the chair, opening the toaster oven and pulling the items out. Dogs are, you know, they're incredible. They are such scavengers, right? They are just going to constantly be looking for food, you know, searching, you know. Don't you love having that little vacuum cleaner around you, you know, when you eat? You know, with little kids, it's always like, that's fine, the dogs will get it, you know, whatever crumbs go on the floor. But it's like they can never be satisfied, right? And we know that dogs will overeat. They will stuff themselves as if they didn't know where their next meal or tidbit was coming from. And we have two dogs now who are just as bad, just always begging at the table and very clever about figuring out exactly when and when the children move from their spot. You know, very clever about getting in there. So I think it's funny, but honestly, humans are not that different. Maybe not about food, although, let's be honest, we do have a 24-hour food channel, so there's that. But overall, I think humans, we can develop appetites, insatiable appetites for all kinds of things, right? We can easily fall into the trap that it seems like dogs are in, right, where we're like focused on the scarcity, on like, what do I need? What do I got to get? Instead of focusing on God's abundance, right? And if we focus on the scarcity, it can drive us to never be content or satisfied with what we have. And this is the problem Jesus is actually confronting in today's gospel from John. And I'm going to remind you of the context of this story we just read. So the crowds that Jesus is talking to here in this story that we read, it's the same exact crowd that just got fed in the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. And they're already like, okay, Jesus, where's our next meal? Right? Like they can't just sit there and receive the abundance. They're talking about the next meal. In fact, they're grumbling and they're talking about manna in the desert. And the context is they're basically sitting there going, well, Jesus, that was cool. You fed us that one time. Guess what Moses did? Yeah, he fed us for years with manna. What are you going to do? Right? And that's what they're doing. And Jesus doesn't take the bait. He doesn't take the bait. He's like, okay. He reminds them, it wasn't Moses who fed you, number one. That was God. Right? And number two, I have something to feed you that is beyond the bread that's here today, gone tomorrow, right? He's taking it to another level. He's explaining that they have something better than manna in the story we just read. They have bread from heaven. They have the bread of life, right? They have Jesus himself. Now, in the Jewish tradition, manna that miraculously appeared when the Israelites were in the desert, that bread, that odd bread, is actually theologically associated with the gift that God bestows in the form of wisdom, the gift of wisdom. And so it's, which would be, of course, in the form of the Torah, the scriptures. And so manna is often talked about in Jewish tradition. Manna is the wisdom of the scriptures themselves, right? And this is why Jesus can say, as he does, he's a Jewish rabbi, right? He's picking up on that theological tradition and showing the people that he himself is bringing that wisdom of God into their midst, right? That is the manna. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is wisdom incarnate, the bread that sustains not just for a few hours, but for eternity. We're a lot like the crowds, though. We too wander. We too demand a sign. We also want immediate gratification. We too have insatiable appetites for things that don't really fill or fulfill us. And here's the clincher. We too have the bread of life right in front of us. But we don't always trust or believe that Jesus is really enough. We're not sure Jesus is really going to satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. So we're constantly on the lookout. I mean, this is Americans, right? We're constantly on the lookout trying to fill ourselves up with things, with ideas, places, activities, things, careers, hobbies, food, relationships, substance abuse, social media, new technological gadgets, experiences, cars, homes, vacations, stuff to put inside our homes. I won't talk about that too much because we just had the rummage sale, which is a very good thing. But you name it, right? Anything and everything that might fill us up and satisfy us. Americans are the ultimate consumers. In becoming such, our insatiable appetites actually do impact the wider world, lest we forget, right? Everything from our consumption of energy and oil to our unsustainable agricultural practices that lead to pollution, to deforestation in places like the rainforest, tropical lands that satisfy our consumption, our appetite for things like sugar, beef, coffee, even plastic. And I know I'm guilty, you know. And we had this wonderful time in Sequoia National Forest, and yet I was struck by those markers, those reminders of history of when, you know, we just want to deforest. The craze, the insatiable appetite of cutting down these incredible trees, huge giants, thousands of years old, for their wood, right? And how people have to be stopped and just made to stop. Stop consuming. Pause. And the world suffers when we overconsume with our insatiable appetites. And yet we suffer ourselves when we overconsume because we keep returning emptier than ever because the stuff doesn't really satisfy. The wandering and the searching is forgetting that God alone truly satisfies. Like the crowds were scared, Jesus isn't enough. We also want to test God. We also fool ourselves into believing, like the crowd, well, if God just gave me a really good sign, then I'll be satisfied. Then I'll know. But it doesn't work that way. The bottom line and message is that Jesus isn't just the manna, here today, gone tomorrow. Jesus is the bread of life itself. The bread that has come down from heaven to give us eternal life. The one thing that truly can fill and feed us. As St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in God. God is that one that takes away our deepest hunger. Nothing else satisfies fully and can keep us on that treadmill of seeking and searching for more and yet never feeling satisfied and full. The good news is that Jesus has offered himself to us, to you. Will you say yes to the bread of life today? Will you come forward and receive that bread of life that is offered to us in so many ways, including one of the ways, Holy Communion, the Eucharist? Will you today receive Jesus not just in your hands, but into your heart and soul to be filled again with the bread of life? Because as the psalmist writes in our psalm today, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. Thanks be to God.